pain. Does anybody out there know me?
Do you know me?
Can you stop the clock? Make this go away.
Go
no, the cross I cannot bear, but God can and He cares, and yes, He feels your
we
pain.
Can feel pain.
Feel your pain.
You're tuned into listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio brings you a public service announcement from the Pacific Northwest Society of Jungian Analysts. The PNSJA are established counselors, currently offering up to 3 video counseling sessions for medical personnel, first responders, and essential workers who may be experiencing mental health difficulties from their work engagement with the COVID pandemic. More information can be found at PNSJA.org.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Welcome to an Islamic point of view, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. MCCP would like to announce that we will be shortly, inshallah, returning to having the Jummah and the Jamaah, the daily prayers and congregational prayer on Fridays at MCCP Masjid. Does still remain closed, but we will be slowly, with the orders from the governor, reopening as Portland City slowly readjusts to this new setting. Please continue to follow all social distancing guidelines, including wearing a mask, making wudu before you come to the masjid, and if possible, bringing your own masala, prayer mat. Today we have a special lecture for you from Imam Siraj Wahaj, given at the annual Mass Isna convention earlier this year. Lecture is entitled Rise to the Top.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. All right, the conference is almost over. Some of you will be leaving tonight, some of you tomorrow. But my question for you: what are we going to do? What have we learned these 2 days that we're going to implement? My advice is to be confident, and to be humble. I'm going to quote an ayat from Quran and from a famous person of the West, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "If a man can build a better mousetrap, or preach a better sermon, or write a better book, though he builds his house in the woods, then the world will make a beaten path to his door." What are we going to do when we get back to Detroit, New York, Los Angeles? What are we going to do? So Allah puts it this way, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, then strive all together as in a race toward all that is good. Compete with one another. A man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
"Ya khairu bariya,
oh best of creation." What did the Prophet say? Alayhi salat wa salam, he said, "Dhaka Ibrahim," that's Ibrahim. And I asked myself the question, why did he say that? According to the scientists, there have been about 100 billion people on the earth from the very beginning. 100 billion people. On the day of judgment, everybody will be resurrected. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul shall taste of death, and everyone will be resurrected. And the Prophet said, the first one to be dressed on Yom Al Qiyamah is Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. When I used to be a Christian, I read something in the Bible that I found in the Quran, that God did take Abraham as a friend. Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, "One prayer in my masjid is better than 1,000 prayers in any other masjid, illa al-masjid al-haram, except Masjid Haram. And that prayer, one prayer in Masjid Haram, is better than 100,000 prayers in any other masjid." Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam is someone special. And the Prophet said, "I am the da'wah to Abi Ibrahim. I am the answer to the supplication of my father Abraham." That's his father. Now, brothers and sisters, I read other literature, I listen to other preachers, and there is a televangelist, his name John Hagee. He gave a speech, and I'm listening to the speech, and he said, I'm going to quote from the Bible, from the 12th chapter, Genesis, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse, and this is what he said, I quote, "And God said, whoever blesses Israel, God will bless. And whoever curses Israel, God will curse." And I said, wait a minute, I read the Bible, I don't remember that. But I'm like this, if you tell me something is there, I'm going to check. Would you like to know what I found out when I went to Genesis, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse? Would you like for me to tell you what I saw? Listen to what it said. And tonight when you go back, you can check. It said this, "Abraham, whoever blesses him, God will bless. And whoever curses him, God will curse." Every Muslim that prays every day never makes a prayer except he mentions Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam in his prayer. Why did the Prophet say Dhaka Ibrahim? I found one verse in the Quran, and that's the answer. How does it relate to us? And then I close. إِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And when we tested Abraham with some tests, he passed every test. We here, Muslims in America, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, are tested every day. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Blessed be in him in whose hand is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. I created death and life to test you to see who is best in conduct. Just serve the people. Don't try to be the leader. Just serve the people and Allah will elevate you. I'll give you a couple examples. Have you ever been to Dallas, Texas? The next time you go to Dallas, Texas, I want you to visit a masjid called the Masjid al-Islam in Dallas, Texas. African Americans, downtown Dallas. Every Saturday and Sunday, they have a program of feeding the poor. Poor people come to that masjid every Saturday and Sunday to get food. And also they give clothing. And when you go to Dallas and that masjid, I want you to ask about a brother. I'm going to tell you his name in a minute. I met him when I was in Dallas. He told me that his mother died when he was 4 years old. He was in and out of prison. He was homeless for 10 years. And he said every Saturday and every Sunday, he would go to that masjid to eat food. He depended upon it. And when he was in prison, someone recommended that he go to the Richardson Masjid. He went to the Richardson Masjid, and alhamdulillah, he took shahada. Today, his name is Ismail. Ismail, after becoming a Muslim, began to work for himself. And he started a cleaning business. And he went into Walmart and had a contract with 50 Walmarts. He had 15 employees working for him at a yearly contract of $1,700,000. Because he believed in himself, he believed in Allah, and he worked hard. Yes, it's a test. We're not going to win over the people by what we say. We're going to win over the people by what we do. If they spend $9 billion a year to advertise alcohol and cigarettes, then we must be willing to invest $9 billion to teach the people not to do it. In my city in Brooklyn, New York, there's a Muslim store owned by Muslims and the workers are Muslims. One day I went into that store and I noticed a sign that I'd never seen before. I got excited. The sign said, "No alcohol sold here." Man, I was excited. No alcohol sold here. A Muslim store, no alcohol. And then I read the sign again. It said, "No alcohol sold here on Sundays before 2 p.m. You want to make a difference in America? Let us stop getting rid of the internal contradictions. Yes, we want to have an impact on America. And I want to end with an observation that the Prophet made, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the man said to him, "Dhaka Ibrahim, I get it. Every country I go to, every state, every city that I visit, the first thing I ask the organizers who bring me, which is the direction of the Qibla, which is the direction of the house that Abraham built?" test. 2 years ago, Kansas City, a 70-year-old man walks in a bank and hands the teller a note saying, "I have a gun, put money in the bag." And the teller put $3,000 in the bag. That 70-year-old man, instead of walking out the bank, he went into the lobby and sat down in the lobby of the bank. Within 2 minutes, the police came. And you could have anticipated the police would come because the precinct is only one half block from the bank. And when the police came, he handed them the money and said, "I'm the man that you're looking for." And they searched him, and there was no gun. So he stood in front of the judge, and the judge said, "What is this? This is no robbery. Why did you do it?" He said, "Your Honor, I would rather go to jail than spend one more night with my wife." It's a true story. He was just sentenced recently. And whenever you give a punishment, it should be suitable for the crime. So the judge gave this 70-year-old man 6 months home confinement. I know you're probably thinking of making this up, right? Like, this is a joke. No, this is a joke. This is not a joke. For the record, this man reconciled with his wife. So we have work to do when you go back to our cities. What are you going to do? You're going to show the face of Islam. You see, brothers and sisters, they're going to write bad things about you. They're going to say bad things about Linda, our sister, who I love, by the way. I want the world to know that I love Sister Linda. And I'm with her. She's a soldier. I am with her. If you are against Sister Linda, you're against me. Now, let me finish. Let me tell you something about Muslims that you probably don't know. There's some 350,000 Muslims in the prisons of the United States. Some of them converted while in prison, like Malcolm. Some of them were Muslims who made a mistake. But what you probably don't know, every year, between 35,000 and 40,000 inmates take Shahada and become Muslims. All over America, you see signs of Islam growing. Right here in Chicago, you remember Dr. Ahmed Saka? Rahimullah, you remember him? He told me that when he came from Lebanon and came here to Chicago, he said the first Eid prayer, there were three people, him and two other brothers. Now, you see Eid prayer in Chicago, 5,000 people here, 15,000 people there. And you want to hear something remarkable? In Birmingham, United Kingdom, last year, they had Eid prayer in a park. In Birmingham, United Kingdom, Eid prayer in a park. And you know how many people prayed Eid prayer in Birmingham, United Kingdom? 140,000 Muslims. Everywhere you go, you see the sign of Islam. New York City, my city, 1,300,000 Muslims, over 400 masjids, 35 full-time Muslim schools. You see the growth of Islam everywhere you go. Muslims buying churches, Muslims buying synagogues and filling them up. But despite that, we still have some trials and some difficulties. So what's the message? When you go back home, I want to give you a hint. The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, was humble when he said, "Dhaka Ibrahim, I can give you a compelling argument that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, is Khairu Bariya. Let me give you a couple and then I close. Consider this. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, that great day, day of trials and tribulations, all of mankind will look at themselves, and it's interesting, they won't go to political leaders, they won't go to kings and prime ministers, and they will not go to military leaders. They will not go to scientists. But who will they go to? They will go to the prophets. The first one that they will go to is Prophet Adam, alayhi salat wa salam. Say, "Ya Adam, anta abu bashar, you are the father of mankind." And they will say things about him. Allah created you out of his own hand, breathed into you the spirit, put you in the Jannah. And Adam will say, "Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi, oh myself, myself, myself. Idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila nuh. Lestu laha, I'm not fit for it. Go to Noah." People will go to Noah. And he will say, "Lestu laha, I'm not fit for it. Idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Ibrahim." Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam will say, "Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi, idhabu ila ghayri, idhabu ila Musa." Musa will say, "Lestu laha, I'm not fit for it. Go to someone else, go to Isa." And Isa alayhi salat wa salam will say, "Lestu laha, I'm not fit for it. Idhabu ila Muhammad." And Muhammad will say, "Ana laha, ana laha, I'm the one, I'm the one." And he will intercede on our behalf. Can I give you another one? Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, Allah mentioned in Quran, "Qalu kunu hudan wa nasara tahdadu." Be a Christian or a Jew if you're going to be guided aright. And Allah says to Muhammad in Quran, "Kul," say this Muhammad, "Kul bal millata Ibrahim hanifa wa ma kana min al mushrikeen." No, the religion of Abraham. Yes, he did. He said that. But Allah also mentioned in the Quran, how many of you love Allah? Raise your hand. How many of you think that Allah loves you? Raise your hand. May Allah make it happen. May you love Allah. May Allah love you. But Allah puts it in the Quran in this way. "Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim." Say. If you really love Allah as you claim, then Allah told the Prophet to say, "Follow me. And if you follow me, Allah will love you and forgive you your sins." Yes. We got a lot of work to do. We're going back home. And let me give you one more. If you're not convinced yet of the humility of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, because if you understood him, you would know he's always deferring to some other prophet. For instance, someone asked the Prophet, "Man akramun nas," who is the most honorable of people? He could have said, "Ana, me." But he didn't say me, he said, "Yusuf, Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah, Ibn Khalilullah." The most honorable is Yusuf, a prophet, and the son of a prophet, and the grandson of a prophet, and the great-grandson of a prophet. Every human being that is born, the Prophet said, is touched by Shaitan at birth, except two people. Every human being that is born is touched by Shaitan at birth, except two people. Who are the two people? Jesus and his mother Miriam. Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, is always deferring to some other prophet. For instance, he said, "Ahabu salat ilallah salatu Dawood, wahabu siyam ilallah siyamu Dawood." The best prayer to Allah is the prayer of David, and the best fast to Allah is the fast of David. He could have said, "Me, I have the best prayer, I have the best salat." And finally, if you're not convinced yet, I give you this one and I walk off the stage. This one here should convince you. People will be judged by Allah on Yom Al-Qiyamah. And the Prophet said, "I will knock at the gate of Jannah." And the angel will say, "Man anta? Man anta? Who are you?" I will say, "Ana Muhammad." And the angel will say, "Because of you, I was commanded not to let anyone into Jannah before you." That's our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. But we can't just talk about him unless we emulate him. Charles Callop said, "Imitation is the sincerest of flattery." You want to flatter someone, then you imitate them. "Man tashabba bi qaumin fahuwa minhum," the Prophet said, "whoever imitates a people of them." I don't want to be like nobody except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if we be like Muhammad, we would change the society. Finally, I say this. One day, Yom al-Jum'ah, Imam is preparing his khutbah, his sermon. And he had a problem. His problem was that his wife decided to go shopping and leave their five-year-old son home with the imam. So the wife, she left. The imam went and got a magazine, and he started thumbing through the pages of the magazine until he found what he's looking for. He saw a picture of the map of the world, and he tore the picture into little pieces. And he said to his son, "Son, I'm gonna give you a puzzle. If you get this puzzle right, I give you a dollar." And his son said, "Okay." And the imam worked on the sermon. He said, I got rid of him. In a couple of minutes, the son comes back with the map of the world perfectly put together. All the oceans, the rivers, the trees, the nations, everything perfectly put together. And the imam is puzzled. He said, "You're 5 years old, son. How you do that?" He said, "Dad, it was easy." Because he was looking on the other side of the map of the world, and there was a picture of a man, and he put the man together. His father gave him a dollar and said, "Son, thank you for giving me my sermon for today. Put the man together and the world will automatically come together." We got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. Wallahi, I have faith in you. But be confident, be humble, keep our eyes focused on Quran and the prophetic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless Mass and all of our Muslim organizations. Let us work together for Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View. here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. If you've benefited from today's programming, please support MCCP at mccpdx.org and this station at kboo.fm. We will be having special new programming coming up for you this month, July. So please stay tuned next week for a special full hour of Islamic Point of View. For other updates, please follow Muslim Community Center of Portland's Facebook page at facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio and the Jazz Society of Oregon are thrilled to bring you the 40th annual Cathedral Park Jazz.